And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley family comes to visit. It makes me very, very excited. So I just wanted to shout out to my cousin Don and Martha, who are here visiting, that as soon as this show is over, I'll be meeting them for dinner so we can reconnect and laugh and have good family time. So, again, family's important, and when you live up here in an area and you're kind of by yourself, it's nice to have those visits, and I'm looking forward to spending an evening with some very special cousins. So welcome, Cousin Dawn and Martha. But we've got a great show for you today, so we're glad you're listening. We're going to let you take a short break here, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Charlie Mormino. He's an adjunct professor with Yavapai College, more about their hotel and restaurant management program here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Arizona Diamondbacks host a weekend series against the Chicago Cubs April 26th through the 28th. Don't miss the fireworks show following Friday night's game presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. For tickets, visit dbacks.com. Catch a ride from Tucson to Chase Field on the D-Backs Express. The D-Backs Express is a luxury bus that travels from the Foothills Mall to select D-Backs games this season. Book your spot today at dbacks.com/express. Presented by Gila River Casinos.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. He's here, Charlie Mormino. He is the adjunct professor, Yavapai College in the Hotel and Restaurant Management. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Marnie. Good. I really appreciate
it. Good to see you. So, really, you're new to this side of the mountain. This program has been available at Yavapai College in the Sedona campus, but we haven't had it over here.
That's true. The program has been running the past 2 years at the Sedona campus, along with the culinary program and our two modified multi-million-dollar custom state-of-the-art kitchens. Amazing program over there, but we're very excited to bring it over to this side of the mountain for the first time. It's going to start for the fall semester, and we're really excited to have it over here.
Well, yes, absolutely. We have a huge hospitality industry here catering to not only tourism, but just, you know, all the activities and events and things we have going on.
It's one of the things that people don't realize is that the hotel and tourism industry in Yavapai County is the second largest industry in Yavapai County. It employs almost 10,000 people right now.
Wow.
With hundreds of middle to upper salaried career jobs that are available out there. We're coming up on almost $1 billion in sales in just Yavapai County. It's the third largest in the state industry-wise and almost $7.3 billion. So
wow.
It's a big career move.
Right, right. Yeah. So explain this program to us.
Sure.
It's been over in Sedona and the Sedona campus in the Verde Valley for 2 years. Now you're bringing it over here. What is it?
So the program itself, it's a 30-credit hour certification program.
Okay.
It has 10 classes for the 30-credit hour certification, 8 regular classes that are in 8-week increments each. Classes run on Monday evenings, 90 minutes each, back-to-back. So you could take literally 4 classes a semester. The program is designed to be taken in 2 to 3 semesters maximum.
Oh, okay.
There are 2 internship classes to take, all 16 weeks for a full semester, 60 hours. We have dozens of strategic partners in the county right now that are taking in the interns. Students would have a chance to be working at some of the leading hospitality institutions in the county. Resorts and hotels and some of the best F&B operations that we have out here, and be hired right out of the gate as well.
Right.
If it worked out for them.
Are there any prerequisites before getting involved in the certification program?
There isn't. Okay. There isn't. And the college has negotiated a 2+2 relationship with Northern Arizona University.
Wow.
So every one of the classes that you take in the program, every one of the credits that you have line up with NAU's bachelor's degree in hotel and restaurant management, so they're all transferable. All 10 classes, all 30 credit hours can go to NAU for your bachelor's in hotel and restaurant management. If students wish to pursue, but they don't have to go that far, the 10-class, 30-credit-hour program will give you a certification and a strong foundation in hotel and restaurant management, beverage management, customer service, front desk, things along those lines.
So what are the types of classes that you offer through that 30-credit hours?
So aside from the intro class, which will get your prerequisite done for everything, we have restaurant management, we have hotel management, we have front desk, we have beverage management, we have hotel finance, hospitality finance, I should say. We have IT classes, specialty classes for some of the systems that are out there right now. And in addition to that, we've got the internship programs. So,
about the internship programs now, are you partnering with local businesses here in Yavapai? Now, you've been over in Sedona, so
correct.
Now you're making those connections here in this side of the mountain, the Prescott area.
Right, and we've made dozens of such connections out here. We've got businesses that are lining up. We could not do this without the backing of the business partners in the community.
Right.
There has to be that element for students when they complete the program, when they're leaving with their certification, to have not only places to go to for jobs, but places where they can develop their careers.
Right.
And we have a shortage in our county of qualified individuals for some of these positions. We don't have a shortage of the people out here. We just have a shortage of the actual quality of the applicants. So this program is going to actually be able to educate those that would be fully qualified for such positions. They just don't have the background or the education for it, and give them that opportunity of walking into these jobs.
And getting these jobs and maybe entering at a higher level, mid-level, mid-manager level, even manager level, as opposed to just front line work.
Well, it would definitely...
That's the idea.
That's the idea. It would definitely bring them closer to those positions. The idealistic portion of the program is to give them the tools necessary to move up the ladder, to learn a little bit faster, to evolve a little bit quicker
right.
on the job to get to those positions in a much more expedited fashion. But yeah, they're amazing opportunities
right.
for the average person out there right now, and there is no prerequisite.
Mm-hmm. How are you reaching the students now? Because obviously this is a new program here in the Prescott area. So how are you reaching those students to launch that this semester, this fall, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So registration will actually start on April 29th. Classes will begin on August 19th. Aside from just the college's website at yc.edu to go on for registration of the program, we've just started our social media campaign. Mm-hmm. So we've built a Facebook, an Instagram, and a Twitter for the program itself, which they just got launched this week. Our marketing department, which is amazing, is starting to put together a social media campaign for the program that's going to be going out. We're looking at things like Pandora campaigns and local advertising to try to get the word out to as many people as we can that this program is available over here.
Right, right. Yeah. Because it is new. Now, how much does it cost?
So it's $110 per credit hour
right.
for the program, and there are only 4 textbooks required for the entire program all the way through. So there's not a different textbook for every single class. We try to consolidate several classes into one textbook to try to keep the price down.
Right.
So the cost of the entire program for all 30 credit hours, you're looking at right around $3,600, $3,700. That includes your textbooks as well. So that's for your full certification.
Right. And are there opportunities for scholarships? Because I know one of the things Yavapai College, being on the foundation board, we really want to make sure all the students have the opportunity to attend Yavapai. And I know that money is out there, but in this particular program, is that also there?
There are scholarships available out there. We're also having private businesses out there that are looking at putting up money for private scholarships as well.
So I'll pay for you to go through the program,
that's
get
right.
your certification, come back, you intern for me, and then now I have a good employee.
And actually, it's turning out to be a really popular choice for some of the operators out there because they've got employees that are so vested in their operation
that
they want to give them that upper advantage to be able to move forward at a little bit quicker pace. So yes, they are putting their employees through these programs. We had this over in Sedona as well. Some of the biggest resorts over there would put their people through the certification program. Their internships would be done on site at their place of employment, and their employers would pay for part of it in a scholarship fashion or just if you do well, we'll take care of this for you so
right.
you can come back and continue on with your career at our place of employment, or
right.
at your own operation.
It's kind of like a win-win there.
It's kind of like
you're investing
win-win.
In your own employee.
You bet.
Oh, absolutely. So how did you reach the businesses?
So I've been
looking at that business part because I know you came to me a long time ago sharing we brainstormed on this.
Partnerships like the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Sedona Chamber of Commerce, business organizations, city governments, invaluable to me, absolutely invaluable. And the best way, I've got 35 years in hospitality, and the best way, and I know because these are my peers, to get out to them is face-to-face.
Right.
So I have literally been making the circuit and sitting down with people one-on-one, talking to them, going over the program, all the details of the program. They love it. I cannot emphasize how amazing the response of the business community has been to this program. There is just going to be ample opportunities for students coming out of this program to walk themselves right into career opportunities that they didn't even know possible.
Right. Is there a minimum enrollment number? Maximum enrollment number that the program can handle?
We do. We have a 20 student per class
okay.
maximum, but we can go over that if there are a little bit more students enrolled. We just try to make sure that we don't dilute the classes down to the point where students don't get that one-on-one.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity. It makes sense over here.
Yeah,
absolutely makes sense.
It's been desperately needed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because of our location alone and Yavapai County being split down the middle with a mountain range, it makes it even harder for people that would have job opportunities on the Sedona Cottonwood side of the mountain and vice versa on our side of the mountain.
The travel, absolutely.
Right, so to bring this program to both sides equally and give those kinds of opportunities to those prospective students, I think is just vitally important.
Well, you heard it. Opportunity to further your career in hotel and restaurant management, making it very convenient. Classes will be held on the Yavapai campus in Prescott?
Classes will be held on the Yavapai College Prescott campus. And they will be on Monday evenings. Like I said, 90 minutes per class, and the classes are stacked. So if you take a class from 5 p.m. to 6:30, there would be a 15-minute interval, and then your next class would start at 5:45. And the classes are built as blended learning classes, so about 20% of your learning is going to be online, 80% in the classroom. And there is no student schedule that we cannot flex around. I've got students that come from the busiest of schedules that we make this program work for them. So that's really important in the hospitality industry.
Wow. Fabulous, Charlie. Fabulous. Okay. You're interested? Registration how?
So visit the college's website at yc.edu for more information on the program and to register. Look for our Facebook. It's YC. HRM, Yavapai College Hospital or Hotel Restaurant Management, and like us, we're trying to build our audience
so we can get the information out there
as much as we possibly can.
I'm going to get on there right on the break.
That's fantastic.
Get there and like you. So, Charlie, again, great opportunity. So glad you brought it on
Marnie,
the side of the mountain.
I can't thank you enough. You're
just going to raise our you know, restaurant and hospitality management and service industry all that much higher. So we appreciate it. So
thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us here.
You bet. Thank you.
On Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's all happening. We love our Yavapai College here on Talk of the Town, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 8th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. It takes place at Yavapai College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 20th. And all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. And don't forget to bring a non-perishable food item for the Veterans Food Bank at Veterans Resource Center. Food and coffee will also be available. Don't forget the kids. They need to know that, yes, there were cars way back in your day. Also on Saturday, April 20th, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 9 till 3. There you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put in your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. Good enough just isn't.
Auggie'sPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggie's, go to Auggie'sPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggie's exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. Auggie'sPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggie's Frontier Village and Auggie'sPrescott.com.
Hey contractors, it's me, Sandy with YCCA. Plan to attend the City of Prescott Quarterly Contractors Outreach Meeting, April 10th, 11:30 to 1. Lunch will be served. Location, Yavapai College, Building 3, Room 119. Bring your questions, get the answers, and meet the awesome Community Development Leadership Team. Lots happening. RSVP to me, 778-0040. Don't be square, just be there.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me is Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation's only Hope Hooper. How are you, Hope?
I'm good, Marnie. How are you?
Good, good. I hear your secret life. You're a bunny.
I am.
Your bunny. That's all we're going to share about that. That's Hope's little secrets out there in the world now that she can also be seen as the bunny. But anyway, how's everything in Parks and Recreation?
So good. We are so busy.
Doesn't it feel great though that it's warming up, it's springtime, it's outdoors, we're talking about doing things outside and Little League opened, and I mean,
soon enough
truly,
the pool will be open.
Oh, and that opens Memorial Day weekend, by the way, which to me is, it's after school ends. It's always after school ends. I'm always thinking, open it now, open.
Me too.
I always walk, you know, it's fun because I walk Mountain Valley Park, that pathway that goes all the way around 2.25 miles, everybody, if you really want to get your walk in. It's handicap friendly. It is a wonderful path all the way around the park, down around the ponds, the lake. People can fish down there. Mm-hmm. There's ducks and critters to be seen. It's just a fabulous, fabulous, you know, very safe, fun walk and good for exercise. I'm out there on Sundays walking my dogs, but it does circle around the pool. And I'm always waiting for the fun times when people are out there enjoying the pool and I'm walking the dogs.
So you may have seen them getting it ready because they're out there now. It takes a while, so they're
well, it's such a beautiful pool and splash area for the kids. And you know, I just think what an asset to the community is and the investment from the town to keep that going and as nice as it is.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, and it's in the perfect park. We love Mountain Valley Park.
So. I know. So much is going on. Okay. Well, let's talk about a perfect park. We're working on Sunflower Park for Arbor Day, and every year on Arbor Day, Parks and Recreation and folks go out and plant trees in different parks. And this year it's Sunflower Park. And, you can come out and plant trees with everybody, huh?
Yeah. So we'll have our parks crew out there. So the experts, they're great guys. They'll show people how to plant trees and talk about, you know, what's the right way to do things. Why do you want to plant trees? Things to avoid.
Shade. And, I want trees for shade.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really easy. Trees and shade.
Agree. Well, and I think they're pretty too. So, you know, there's always that aspect of things. And we'll have Acorn Montessori out. They're going to have about 100 kids out to come and join us and learn a little and have some fun, play some games, all that kind of fun stuff, eat some hot dogs.
I know the Lions Club, Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, Roar, will be doing a service project out there helping not only with planting trees, but also with, you know, you come out and you get hot dogs and chips if you come out there and work. And you don't need to sign up. You just can show up. What time does it start?
That one's 10 to noon.
10 to noon and Friday, April 26th. So
yes,
Arbor
right.
Day special going out to Sunflower Park. If you don't know where that is, it's off of Spouse between Glassford Hill and Robert Road, kind of halfway between the two. But keep an eye out because they are working at the corner of Viewpoint and Spouse on the roadway there. So, well, sometimes I can't get, I don't get so far. I have to circle around coming over to Robert Road. So check that out. But again, that's going on. Another great thing we do with our Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, we love that event. It's fun. We get to teach people things, which, you know, you don't always get to do that in Parks and Recreation. Sometimes it's just fun and games.
I know. Most times I say the only one has a more fun job than me is you, because we get to do a lot of fun things.
It's true.
Events and activities, and then you know, coming up in April, this is what, the twentieth, or when is your extravaganza?
It's actually this weekend, the 13th. It's our 16th annual. So
you're hearing it right now to remind you. It's this Saturday, the 13th.
Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll do egg hunts at noon. We've got local schools out with booths. Hero Party Rentals will be there. It's a $10 wristband from them. So they're generous enough to come out with no cost to us. So that's their donation to us. And we'll have De Palma's Karate Team out. We'll have Truly Nolan, Big O Tires. Those are our sponsors, along with Arizona Hometown Radio. So great groups there, kids performances, egg hunts at noon with
great
prizes.
Because it's also tied into youth arts.
Yes.
Family. It's a family arts festival.
Yeah.
So hands-on activities and all the stuff be going on in the morning, and then at noon the egg hunt begins.
Exactly.
Tell us about the egg hunt.
It's 10,000 eggs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of eggs. So it's more of an egg run. We get a lot of questions. Well, you know, where do you guys hide the eggs? We don't. We throw them out on the lawn, and you have to wait until we blow the whistle and then go and get as many eggs as you can. Everybody gets eggs. There's nobody that doesn't get an egg. So we do the three age groups. So it's 2 to 10 is the overall age group, and then 2 to 4, 5 to 7, and 8 to 10. So the little ones don't have to worry about, you know, wrestling with the bigger kids to get their eggs.
Do they kind of, do you throw them out into the grassy area and then kind of people circle around it?
Exactly.
And then blow the whistle so they're coming in from all sides?
Exactly. Okay. So we have some really cool video from past years of just being bombarded by these adorable kids who just want eggs.
Now, what's in the eggs?
Candy, most of them, and then we have some prize eggs.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So it's fun. You get first, second, third prize, and then we'll have a special prize this year from De Palma's USA martial arts team. They're in Prescott Valley. They donated a prize basket worth $500. So we're going to do that one separate and give that away to somebody. So that's something to look forward to. You can do classes, birthday parties. They've got all kinds of cool stuff in this basket.
Wow. Yeah. Is there any charge to participate in the extravaganza or the Family Arts Festival?
You can buy a $10 wristband for Hero Party Rentals.
That's the only thing, though.
Yep. Well, and you can get your face painted, which is nominal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's children's party people face painting. They do a great job for way cheaper than you would expect for the quality that you get. It's amazing. Beautiful work, and everybody's happy, and it's a good way to...
So all the entertainment, the hands-on activities and all that fun stuff, that's no charge. And no charge to participate with the egg hunt.
Exactly.
So bring the kids out.
Yeah.
What time?
It's super fun. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., egg hunts at noon.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then we're talking, you and I, we're working on Prescott Valley Days.
Yeah.
And that's coming along really well.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of excitement. I have to tell you, though, for Saturday night, our band, South of Winslow, Eagles Tribute Band. They are amazing. They sell out the Palace. They sell out at the Elks. We have got them on stage at Prescott Valley Days on Saturday night, the 11th. So we are really excited have that as our capping of our evening, our highlight band. But, you know, we have the carnival. We have Wrench to Table Dinner. That's Thursday night. And then Friday we have our Fiesta del Pueblo, which is always our fun night. And then, of course, all the activities are going on. So we're working on that with you guys and partnering on a lot of those programs. And you've got classes going on.
Well, and we're looking forward to the parade with PV Days, too, because we'll have a float in there.
Oh, that's right. If you want to enter the Prescott Valley Days Parade, you can get a hold of us, too. Support, you know, you can showcase in your business, your family. I remember one time my dad, and this was back when I was in Springerville Eager, but they had a 4th of July parade. But he decided he wanted to be in the parade. So he got my sisters, my family lived, my sister and her kids and my mom and dad lived there near me. And they decorated the wheels and this truck, and everybody got in the truck and had this patriotic truck, and in the 4th of July parade. It was so cool. But a family can do something like that. You can put together a family entry and make a memory that, you know, is someone that'll always treasure.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's
I've
not
got
just
all
a business.
Kinds of ideas brewing now. For Ben and
you and Ben and the dogs. Yeah. I can just see it. Exciting. So So that's going on. And all. What about your sports programs are going on too?
We have volleyball, softball, and basketball going on right now. We will hopefully have some kickball going on this summer, and then fall softball, and we're actually getting a new coordinator for that position. It's been vacant for a little bit, and we have someone coming in the beginning of May, so we're hoping for some new exciting stuff there. And then, of course, we always have our classes, like you mentioned. Great class options, all kinds of yoga, art classes. You can paint, you can draw, you can do sculpture. We have so much stuff.
I mean, if you want to take a class, chances are Parks and Recreation is offering it.
Oh, yeah. And it's
languages,
affordable.
All of it.
Yeah. Ballet, tap, all kinds of stuff. And if you want to teach something with us, we're always looking for instructors, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just have to have a skill that you can teach, perhaps if you're a painter or a writer or something like that?
And we do a background check, so something
of course
to keep in mind so that, you know, all of our students know that they're getting the quality teachers they deserve. So that's pretty, you know, it's a pretty quick process to get people on board. And we'd love to have some people who could teach languages or theater, you know, all kinds of fun stuff that we're we're still looking for in our portfolio.
Right. Well, just, you know, if you have an idea, you have a skill, call Hope.
Yeah.
You know, and see how it could work out, because you may be teaching a class.
That's right.
That's fun.
And if you just want to teach one class, we're okay with that.
Yeah. Well, then sometimes that's all you need.
Right.
Exactly. Is a one class
exactly.
session on teaching.
One-time thing.
One flower arranging or
right.
whatever, you know.
Right.
I want somebody there to teach that paint board stuff, you know, where you, that, paint, when you paint on boards, you have those classes with, usually there's wine with it, but not at Parks and Recreation, but you know what I'm saying, those
yeah.
kinds of things, board and brush and stuff like that. I think that's a class that's an opportunity. But also movies, Under
yeah.
the Stars, you'll be planning those for upcoming.
Yeah, those
when
start,
do we do those, in June or May?
They started in May, and I want to say it's the second or third Friday in May.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a calendar in front of me. It's hard to remember dates like that. I want to say May 18th.
We just know these things are coming
there.
Up.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure
right.
that you're aware of them,
oh,
that
yeah.
you can
and
go
concerts.
To Parks and Recreation concerts.
Yeah.
Theater on the Green out
mm-hmm.
there. And, of course, we have Prescott Valley Days, well, 4th of July out there. You know, that's taking advantage of the beautiful Civic Center grounds. And if you just want to wander around, they've got a great walking path around that, along with all the beautiful art.
Right.
Anything
oh, yeah.
new coming?
Yeah. Actually, we have two sculptures that were just accepted through Art at the Center program. So we're hoping to get those installed in the next couple weeks. And
now, don't you have a special reception or viewing or invite
do.
People?
Yeah, we do. It'll be June 22nd. That's a Saturday this year. And we'll post it on our website and everything, too. So check www.pvaz.net. And we have a calendar on there. You can check for times and all of that. But in addition to recognizing the two artists whose work we've accepted for loan, one of those same artists made a donation to us earlier in the year. There's some horse sculptures off of the Glassford Hill Summit Trail that are a new addition. They're gorgeous.
You know, somebody posted a picture that they hiked that, and I saw the horses in the picture. I said, my gosh, we have art there at the trail, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That is amazing.
And his name is Gene Galazan. He's a local artist. He's so wonderful. So we were so thrilled to accept that from him. And we look forward to having his other piece on loan at the Civic Center.
Right. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just think that one of the beauties of Prescott Valley is the investment in the art that makes a quality community. I travel a lot, you know, in bigger cities. We have as much, if not more, than some large cities do as an investment. And what it does is it just lends itself to the quality of a community that cares how it looks, how it's presented to its citizens, that residents are proud to live there.
Exactly.
And we've got so many new people moving here. And yes, for those that may not be crazy about it, but, you know, some of us all came from somewhere, you know, to be proud of the community and hold it to a very, very high standard, the opportunities in Parks and Recreation and the arts and culture. And again, like I mentioned, the sports programs for the youth, the Little League and the football and the soccer. So I think we've just got something that just really tries to make it happen for all ages. And that's what's great about here.
Right, right. And if you want to help us, you can volunteer with us anytime.
Yeah,
we're always looking for good volunteers who want to help with events, sports, you know, even office work stuff. We're busy folks. We'd love to meet you. If you want to come volunteer, let us know.
Okay, tell us where your offices are located.
We're on the third floor of the Civic Center in Prescott Valley. The address for that is 7501 East Skoog Boulevard. We're right between the police station and the library. And come and see us. Come talk to us. We if you want to be an instructor or volunteer, if you just want to learn more about what we've got going on.
Right, third floor. And for those of you and us who've lived here for a while, the third floor, they're actually offices in the old library section.
Yeah, that's right.
When the library moved into their new building and you got some new space and the classrooms, and it's just great over there.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Okay, Hope Hooper, Parks and Recreation, what is your website for more information and all these good things going on?
www.pvaz.net.
Parks and Recreation, thank you so much for joining us,
sharing
what's going on. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And say hi to Ben. I want to see what you do for the Prescott Valley Days Parade.
We will. All right.
We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And when we come back, it is Chamber Spotlight on Business here, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The open road. Affinity RV, you get a home weather view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For one day only, the Red Rocks of Sedona are turning blue. The Northern Arizona Blues Alliance presents the Sedona Red Rock and Blues Festival, Saturday, April 27th, starting at noon. Admission is free. Six live bands playing all day at the Posse Grounds Amphitheater in Sedona. It's a free event brought to you by the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance with support from BadassBluesSedona.com and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
The tents are up. The savings are incredible.
Save thousands right now
at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. For a limited time, get your tax refund or down payment doubled. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down on a new Toyota. Plus, get up to $2,000 customer cash back on Corolla and Avalon, and $1,000 on Camry. APR is as low as 1.9%. Toyota certified used APR as low as 3.9%. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down. Come look under the big tent and find out how far your dollar goes this month. April is the month to double down at Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, must finance through Toyota Financial Services, not include tax, license, title, fee, and 499. Doc, the offer expires 4/1/2019.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A call from a concerned neighbor has led to the arrest of two women for murder.
We went out there and we could not. Nobody answered the door. We knocked on the door and stuff like that. We were able to locate the missing woman's granddaughter who lived adjacent to her. And we talked to her and she initially told us that her grandmother was out of town and unavailable.
Prescott Police Officer Dave Fuller says the citizen called to report 77-year-old Sandra Avon had not been seen in a long time. Information given by the granddaughter, 24-year-old Briar Avon, and her mother, 46-year-old Tara Avon, had some inconsistencies which made police suspicious. When police entered the home where Sandra Avon lived, they discovered a body that had been dead for some time. Both Briar and Tara Avon have confessed to killing Sandra Avon in late 2017. They also admitted they have been cashing monthly payment checks to her since the murder. Mostly sunny and dangerously windy today and tomorrow, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 37 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, blowing in a huge Wednesday-Thursday cool down to sunny highs of only 56 and 61, with freezing temperatures early Thursday morning and light snow showers early Friday morning. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low of a windy 45, blowing in sunny Wednesday and Thursday highs of only 65 and 70, with rain moving into the area Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Napa Know-How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hello, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business, one of my favorite segments, where we can talk to businesses in Prescott Valley, a part of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. And today, my first guest is Shannon Miller. She's the owner of Castle Keeper Cleaning Services. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Good to have you on here.
Thank you for having me.
Great, great service. She's got a great business going, and while she does promote her business, she walks around with this great pail with goodies in it, and it's always great marketing. She wants to talk about today, National Cleaning for a Reason Week, which is April 18th through the 24th. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What is Cleaning for a Reason?
Last year, we had the opportunity to have two proclamations made, one for the city of Prescott and one for the city of Prescott Valley. And we did that because Cleaning for a Reason has gotten big enough now. We've serviced over 30,000 women since 2006. And it's just a way to recognize this great organization and help our community members here in Yavapai County.
And what is it?
Cleaning for a Reason is a non-for-profit organization that partners with people like myself. So if you are in treatment for cancer, they call you up and say, hey, would you take this cancer patient on? And we usually go in and we'll give them two free cleanings at no charge. The employees are paid, of course, but it's entirely no charge for the patient.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
So last year we did 17 free Cleaning for a Reason cleans, and then we did 10 other cleanings that needed to happen.
And how long has it been around?
Since 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's been around for a while.
And you've been involved with it for how long?
This is our third year. I think I'm the only cleaning company here in the county that does it right now.
Well, you're the only one I've heard it from.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's a good chance. So you did was that you personally did 17 cleanings last year?
Oh, no. I did. My company did 17 cleans.
Right, that's what I mean. Company actually did that.
I didn't do them, no.
And so then it's a week-long
recognition. And what we're going to do is we have on our Facebook page, if you go on Lock Our Page, and if you are a permanent resident of Yavapai County, at 5 p.m., I'm going to be doing live drawings every day of the week. So we'll be giving away some free house cleaning. I have some other prizes lined up. So that we can kind of celebrate our 10 years in business, which is coming up in May, and then Cleaning for a Reason. Yeah.
So is there a specific day that is recognized? It's a week long.
Yes. It's April 18th through the 24th.
Right. But is there a specific day where there's a the celebration?
It just starts on the 18th of April is what I'm going to do it. I'm just going to follow the same program as everybody else.
Uh-huh. And so what goes on during that week?
I think other companies are giving away free house cleaning as well. I'm in partnership with 237 other business owners who all own cleaning companies. Mm-hmm. And they're each having their own course of celebration depending on the avenue and what's going on in their demographic.
Mm-hmm. How does a person undergoing cancer treatment find out about you?
They can actually go to cleaningforareason.org and sign right up through the organization, and then they'll shoot me an email over, and then I usually try to get a hold of you and make your appointments for you.
Uh-huh. So then it's no charge to them.
Correct.
And that's Cleaning for the Reason, the nonprofit organization.
Yes.
Supports the programs.
They support the programs and give us the information, but the actual business owner supports the actual cleaning. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay. And how do you get support?
How do I get support? I just give it graciously. It comes out of my profit.
You're a giver.
I am a
Shannon
giver.
Shannon Miller.
Yes.
Dang. You're a giver. So how can, because it's so important to support those that support our community, tell us a little bit about Castle Keeper, your cleaning business.
Oh, my goodness. Castle Keeper Cleaning has been in business 10 years this year. I can't believe it's been that long already. And we are just here to make your home sparkle. We just really enjoy doing what we do. A lot of the employees I have really like to clean. I have longer-termed employees because I pay a livable wage. And I do a lot of background checks, so everybody is thoroughly vetted.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than having a service that you've paid for and find out that you have a felon in your home because someone didn't do a background check. And
right.
I'm not saying, before anyone criticizes me, that felons don't deserve a second chance. They do. However, I think doing a bank or commercial property might be more, per se, what that specialty should be instead of intimately inside someone's home.
Exactly. And there's various thoughts. And I think that you work with your employees to best serve your customers.
Correct.
And make those fits.
They are thoroughly trained. I spend $1,200 training each one.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy smokes. You know, I always used to say that I didn't like cleaning, but somehow cleaning somebody else's house is more fun than cleaning my own house for some reason. You know, maybe it's just different, you know.
Definitely.
So how would somebody get a hold of you then?
You can go right to my website. That's castlekeepercleaning.com. That's castle with a K, keeper with a K, cleaning with a C, .com. Or you can call me the old-fashioned way. That's 928-277-3868. I'll be more than happy to talk to you.
Right. And you have openings then? You do commercial and residential?
Correct.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
But then again, to support, obviously, Shannon and her passion to serving the community, Cleaning for a Reason, great organization. And is there a way people can support that organization?
Yes. We actually have a volunteer day coming up in June. The date is going to be announced in the next couple weeks. And I'm looking for T-shirt vendors. If you know anyone in town who wants to donate some T-shirts for the day, and we're donuts and we need a place to meet, so we're going to be doing that because I have a lot of people at the networking events that I've been going to, and they're wondering how I'm funding this project, and I'm doing it myself, and I can only afford to give away so much per year.
Wonderful.
So we're going to have a volunteer day, and hopefully we can get 30 homes cleaned. Some of them will be cancer patients, and others won't.
Well, very good. Shannon, thank you for everything you're doing and bringing this to light that a lot of people do not know about it.
Yeah.
So again, what's the website for Cleaning for a Reason?
It's cleaningforareason.org.
Okay.
And
again, your contact information.
My name is Shannon Miller, and my contact information is 928-277-3868.
And I want to say congratulations to your 10-year anniversary.
Woohoo!
That's awesome. Yeah!
Thank you.
All right. We're going to jump over here and talk to Tim Kennedy, owner of Prescott Valley Limousine Service. Yes, we do have limousines in the Quad City area. And Tim, you are getting ready to celebrate your second year in business. Now, I think you need to chat with Shannon and get some pointers on making it to 10, you know?
Yes,
she's
that's
been very
right.
successful.
We were talking to Shannon a little bit earlier about that. It's our second year in business.
Congratulations. I remember when you came to town.
Well, very good.
Nothing like driving up in front of the chamber office in the stretch limousine looking mighty fine, saying, you want to go for a ride? And we said, you betcha.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on. I know you're just such a community-minded also.
Well, thank you. Well, for our second year in business, what we're starting out is a spring wedding special. So for those folks that want to call in 30 days in advance, at least that, we're going to do a four-hour special for $350.
Wow.
And with that clues, yes, for a great deal and a great memory-making time. It's a professional chauffeur, of course, will arrive at your, wherever you're going to pick you up at, take you to your destination in style. Now, the car is about a 30-foot car. I do have two limousines this year. In our second year, we do have a second car now. And we have a 6-passenger and a 10-passenger. Both cars do include a bottle of champagne for the wedding, as well as black velvet and a liter of vodka, sodas, water, and ice comes in the car with it.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Party.
So a few amenities. And just for those that do know me, that I do not drink at all, I am sober. Instead of getting a DUI, as we say in the business, call the limo guy in Prescott Valley.
And I'll take you
to and from very safely. But that's sort of what we're doing this year. Is our idea is to do the wedding. And of course, proms are coming up as well.
Oh, absolutely. So. And again, you know, for prom or quinceañeras and a lot of those other activities where people would hire, you know, you for transportation, you pull the liquor out.
Yes, we sure do. We've been
parenting pulls the liquor out for prom.
That's right. You mentioned the quinceañeras as well as the prom and the 15-year-old, of course, birthday party celebration. And we do provide soda pops and water and ice in our bins.
Nice.
So, of course. But, yeah, so you got to be 21 and over, and we do check IDs. But it's a very, very fun memory-making, of course, time. But
oh, absolutely. And another thing you were mentioning, and it's, again, let you do the driving. You know, gals, if you want to go out and have a night on the town or go over to the Verde and do some wine tasting, and you don't want to, nobody wants to be the designated driver, let's put it that way.
There you go.
And so, you know, calling you and you just make the ride so easy. You've got your inside of your limousines are absolutely immaculately beautiful.
Well, thank you. You've seen it.
Very nice. I have. Well, you took me around the block. That's about as far as I got.
I think we took you last year to the Valley of Lights that the Chamber puts on every day. A beautiful ride to the lights.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But yes, the car, just so the folks know out there that they are, the new lights in the car, the sound system is upgraded. It's a 2,000-watt sound system. It's got the boom-boom effect, I call it, for you folks out there. The comfort of the ride is just immaculate. So it's a 10-passenger. Once again, it takes a 30-foot-long car.
And right.
Very well cleaned. Every ride, of course, afterward, we sanitize it, new cups. And
mm-hmm.
So we're very up-to-date on that. We're very proud of it.
It's very classy. It's very classy.
Oh,
and what you get with you, Tim, and Prescott Valley Limousine is an experience like you'd get in the city, whether it would be Phoenix, L.A. I mean, that's the experience you get with the glasses, with the beverages and the offerings, and then the ambiance inside. So you provide that in a reasonable rate. You are not paying city prices.
There you go.
So,
we are at $85 an hour, for those wondering, for the 30-foot 10-passenger. The smaller car is $65 an hour. There is a 3-hour minimum.
Right.
And required that is because it is you're getting the full treatment, folks. You are.
Right.
I show up in a 3-piece, at least minimum 2-3-piece suit with the chauffeur's hat, of course, because you're my stars.
Right.
I do got 30 years of driving experience. But 2 years as an owner and providing this beautiful, I think, service for our wonderful residents of Prescott Valley.
Well,
we had
a wonderful conversation before we went on the air, and we were talking about what's next. So you started out with one limousine, the 10-passenger, you got the 6-passenger, so you're building. What's your next look at providing service to our community?
Okay, well, our idea is this, and we've given some feedback, and we'd like to get your feedback as well out there, but we'd like to have a 15 to 16 passenger van. For wine tasting, for all the celebrations that we do, weddings, proms, but a handicap accessibility van. I think that would be just a great thing in addition to the valley here. If I tell a quick story, a couple of weeks ago, I had a beautiful 86-year-old gentleman's birthday party celebration, and he was in a wheelchair. I could not get it in the trunk of this 30-foot-long, beautiful limousine. This is a Lincoln Town Car, and it wouldn't fit with a spare tire. So I mentioned to the folks, this is how I am. I says, folks, we're going to get there one way or another to the restaurant, which we did. I ended up putting the wheelchair in the front seat with my arm over the wheels, and
yes.
I got my clients to the restaurant and back. So we'll go out of our way to get you to and from safely. But I think the idea of this handicap accessibility.
Tim.
Pardon me?
I said that's supposed to make you special. You
Thank
go out
you.
Of the way to make sure that they have that first class experience. And when you're talking about that van, you're talking about it accessorized and done like any other limousine inside, the whole limousine experience, but in a handicap accessible van. I think it's brilliant. I think there's a market for it. I think that everyone deserves that experience that
yes.
may not be able to have it. Some people can't get out of a wheelchair and into a seat. They have to have the capacity
lift,
to have
yes.
that lift. So by
and we will have
it,
that.
I think it's brilliant. I think there should be grant money or something out there to assist with that, supporting our folks through ADA,
because everybody deserves that experience.
Thank you. So, if anybody has any suggestions, please. As well as I am a veteran, and we are veteran family, so we also give rates, of course, for that. So please call and
get your phone number
and find out. And our phone number is 928-910-0058, or you can get us on the web at pvlimoservice.com or pvlimoguy.com.
And if
you
see that beautiful black limousine on the road that says Prescott Valley Limousine, safely give it a honk and wave and say hi, Tim. All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Owner of Prescott Valley Limousine, a brilliant idea. I would love to see that happen. I support you 100%. You ever need a letter from me. And Shannon Miller, again, another cleaning for a reason. Thank you again for what you do. And, you know, just call you to clean our house, too. A little bit of both. All right. Thank you both for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business, KQ&A 1130 AM. We're just going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And I want to thank you all for joining us today on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Next Tuesday, April 16th, is the Chamber's quarterly breakfast, and our topics are, we're calling it Reading, Racing, and Rooftops, all about the programs at the Prescott Valley Library that are up and coming. Casey Van Herend, Library Director, is doing an amazing job. Exciting news happening out of Arizona Downs with horse racing beginning May 24th. So Ann McGovern, the General Manager, will be with us. And then Rooftops. Prescott Valley is a growing community, so we'll see what's coming up with Richard Parker, the Director of Development Department over at the Town of Prescott Valley. So they'll be speaking. Reservations are still available if you want to call Gloria at the Chamber at 772-8857. And tickets are $20 for a wonderful breakfast at the event spot catered by Cabby's Grill. Or if you're a Chamber member, those are $18. You get a little bit of a discount. So we'd love to have you there finding out what's going on in Prescott Valley, because exciting things are going on in Prescott Valley, and we're always glad to share it with our community. So on behalf of all of us, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, and those of you here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley, we say have a great week, and Mayor Cal Palgood will be with you next Tuesday here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley.
You've
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.